Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sherry Hazen with Ainsworth Community Together. Coming up in our discussion, we'll talk about their special fundraiser tomorrow evening from 4 to 7 p.m. in Ainsworth with their drive-by Christmas displays. Sherry, I guess what I'll first ask is tell us what Ainsworth Community Together is all about. What's your mission there?
It's to keep activities going in the community and surrounding area like Washington, all the surrounding towns and country. It's just to get people together for different activities.
And what kind of things have you sponsored in the past? What are some of those types of events?
Well, Mike Zaz does a lot of events for us down here with his historical covering of the Brinton films. So we've done a lot of that. We've done Halloween parties, Christmas parties, all the holiday parties, summer fun events. Just anything that we can get the community together with.
Speaking of summer activities, the summer of 2020 was very challenging. How has COVID-19 affected your group's efforts?
Well, I'm sorry to say, but it's pretty much shut us down. We also do rental of the Ainsworth Opera House in Ainsworth, and because of the COVID safety regulations, we've just not been able to do anything this year.
Obviously, it's got to have quite an impact on fundraising. What's the status there for your group?
We haven't done a lot of fundraising this year either, just because of people wanting to stay safe. So this was just something, this drive-through that just kind of came to our mind, and we thought we'd try this. So really, this is our only fundraiser this year.
So, Sherry, let's talk about the Ainsworth Community Together drive-by Christmas displays coming up in Ainsworth this Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. Describe what's happening.
Okay, people can just simply drive through town like they did many, many years ago. I remember doing that growing up as a child. And they can drive through town and look at the different lights that are displayed in town. We'll have six displays that will consist of live people or animals. And we've got donation containers sitting by those six homes or properties. And people are welcome to drop in a donation if they'd like. It's just a free will donation, and that money will go to the Ainsworth Opera House.
Can you give us a sense, Sherry, as to the financial impact that COVID-19 has had? I mean, fundraising efforts that you would normally have, how short are you at?
We are surviving, we'll put it that way, but we still have the monthly maintenance costs, utilities, we have some repair work that we need to do on the roof, and those things have been hampered a lot. So any donations that we receive, like I said, we have received a few private donations, and we do appreciate those. Those will all go to help pay for the monthly expenses that we have, which are rentals of the Opera House have helped do that in the past. And of course, this year we haven't had any rentals, or if we have, they've been very few. So we've kind of lost out on that income. So that's why we're trying to think of some different ways to fundraise.
When you say renting of the Opera House, is this just for groups that want to have their own private events there?
Yes, yes. We have a lot of groups that we'll rent the Opera House for birthday parties, bridal showers, weddings, family events, family gatherings. And because of the limitations on how many people can get together and the safety, we have not been able to do those this year.
What type of other activities are maybe in the works, if any, in regards to other possible fundraising efforts?
We do not have any planned at this time. We usually try to do two or three a year. But we have not planned anymore because we just don't know how safe we're going to be and how long the COVID regulations are going to be in effect here. So we haven't done anything else. This drive-through thing was just something that came up. We called the fire station and asked if we could piggyback with them on this event, and people can do it safely in their own cars.
If somebody just wants to make a donation to Ainsworth Community Together, how can they do that?
They could just mail them to ACT, Post Office Box 35, Ainsworth, Iowa, 52201.
Sherry, anything else that you want to mention about the drive-through display?
I might just mention that Santa Claus will be in town that night, too. And he will be inside a building waving to people, but he is also bringing his mailbox along with him. So people can drop in their letters to Santa in his mailbox, and he has also said that he would receive donations to the Ainsworth Opera House in that mailbox also.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Sherry Hazen of Ainsworth Community Together. A reminder, their drive-by Christmas displays tomorrow night in Ainsworth are from 4 to 7. In conjunction with that event, there's also the drive-through soup supper from 4:30 to 7:30 to benefit the Ainsworth Fire Department. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.